that halacha, that concept is that shemer yavirenu dal hamos. We find a lot of things you're supposed to do on Shabbos. You're allowed to do on Shabbos. The mitzvah, the Torah tells you to do it on Shabbos. And yet the Chachamim came and said that you shouldn't do it because the shemer yavirenu dal hamos. We're afraid that somehow he may carry, it may cause him to carry in Rishis Rabbah. And that's the Mises righteous. That what right did the Chachamim have to come and oper a din min haTorah? The Torah tells you should blow shofar on Shabbos. And then the Chachamim come along and say, no, even though the Torah says you can blow shofar on Shabbos, and conceivably, at one time before the Takana was made, in the time of the Gemara, the time of the Samikdash, when they made Rosh Hashanah 2 days, Rosh Hashanah made 2 days in Eretz Yisrael as well, but originally Rosh Hashanah was only 1 day. So it was conceivable, if you followed that Takana, that Rosh Hashanah could fall on only on Shabbos, and you wouldn't hear Kiyas HaShofar. Yeah, at that time you would have really heard Kiyas HaShofar only if you were in the base major, say, because they blew the shofar, but they would not have blown the shofar any other place. So you have a concept of Shema Yavirenu Dal Amos. That concept of Shema Yavirenu Dal Amos is found in 5 places, I told you. Once by shofar, once is by lulav, and it says that the Mishnah says that lulav, sometimes you can take a lulav 7 days, and sometimes you take a lulav only 6 days. And it really refers most to Yerushalayim. We're going to discuss the question of Yerushalayim. Mikdash, what does Mikdash mean? Does it mean Yerushalayim, which means only the base of Mikdash? And that's going to be one of the things that we're going to be discussing today. And they said, well, the difference is if the first day of Sukkot falls on Shabbos, then you would take the lulav and esrog 7 days. But it's the first, because you would have to take it even though it's on Shabbos, the kaftan lechem yavarishim. But if it occurred during the week, so though in Yerushalayim they would take the lulav, but in the gvulim they couldn't take it. They could not take it more than 6 days. So, and then even they maybe made a takkani, you shouldn't even take Yerushalayim because they didn't want to take it in gvulim. We'll discuss that. So you have already 2 cases. You have shofar, you have lulav. Then you have Megillah. Megillah falls out on, if Purim falls out on Shabbos, you're not permitted. And you have these Gemaras in your, if you're able to figure it out, in your Maror Mekomos. And so Purim falls out before on Shabbos. So then, of course, in any Yerushalayim, you do it if Yud Dalet Adar falls out on Shabbos. In Yerushalayim, of course, you do it. It's Yom Kippur Chol, you do it on Sunday. Anyway, you don't lose anything. And in the rest of the Eretz Yisrael, the rest of the world, where you don't have any Mukav Choma, you'll have to go back to Thursday. Well, then Friday, you keep it on Friday. And the Mishnah tells you different times you do it. But again, you can't do it on Shabbos, even though it's Shema Yavarenu Dal Amos. Then you have, those are the 3 cases everybody knows. And many times the Gemara will say, and the Mishnah will say, well, you know, we have this halacha, Shema Yavarenu Dal Amos, you'll have it by Shabbos, you have it by Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, and Shabbos Purim. There are 2 other cases, and they're not so well known. One is in Veya in Yud Zayin. Mar Veya Yud Zayin has a machlekes over there between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. I think you have it in your Maror Mekomos. And the question was whether you're allowed to be Tovel on Shabbos. Can you be Tovel Kalim on Shabbos? Can the man be Tovel on Shabbos? So it's a big machlekes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. The Shammai says that you can't be Tevel Kalim on Shabbos, and a man can't be Tevel on Shabbos. Beis Hillel says that you can't be Tevel Kalim on Shabbos, you can be Tevel, a man can go to a mikvah. And that's really the heter, that the Hasidim and others go to the mikvah on Shabbos, and we paskin like Beis Hillel, and therefore you can go to mikvah on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, well, everybody might, I mean, that you can't be Tevel Kalim. So why isn't Beis Hillel? Beis Hillel says a man can be Tevel on Shabbos. Why do you say that a kelim can't be Tevel on Shabbos? Because when you're dealing with a kelim, you're afraid Shemir Yavarenu Dal Amos. So you have already another case, Shemir Yavarenu Dal Amos. The 5th case that you have has to do by Zohar. Let's say that it's Pesach is going to be on on Sunday. So and a man who wants to bring a Korban Pesach, and it happens to be Shabbos, and you know you're allowed to bring a Korban Pesach on Shabbos, the Pesach is in on Sunday. Of course, that was a great Gemara over there about the Rebbe about Hillel, and they sort of didn't know if they can do it or not, and then he told them to do it, and the question was, can you do it on Shabbos? and what, how do you take the knife? And then Hillel didn't know the case, how do you take the knife? So a man is tumah, and the last day of his tumah, he said tumah, he has another tumah. And the seventh day of tumah, when he can become already tahor, it happens to be Shabbos. So if you were permitted to be mazah on him, one of the ways that you can tummy an avat tumah is by me mazah sprinkling water on him. And if you're allowed to sprinkle water on him on Shabbos, then he'll be able to be in Kor Pesach. He gets the big mitzvah being Kor Pesach. So can you sprinkle or not? So in the end we say that he cannot sprinkle the water. So why can't he do it? There's nothing there. There's no avodah, there's no malach, there's nothing there. Again, because in order to sprinkle the water, you have to use a certain keli. And we're afraid that Shema Yavirenu Dalet Amos. These are the four cases.
Is sprinkling the water in the category of Tovel, or is it a separate category?
Which?
Sprinkling the water.
No, like you have, it's in a separate category, but then certain things you have tefillah, and certain things you have to have azor, and you have to have tefillah and azor. The third day and the seventh day, when you get by the Abatuma. They used to sprinkle on the third day, they sprinkle on the seventh day. So, a remarkable thing I discovered, and I suppose others did, and I did find ultimately in one of the, which I had the Ramba, Yerushalmi, I wanted to have the Yerushalmi, small letter called Tiv Yerushalayim, and he just makes a small statement. He says, you know, you don't find the whole concept of Shem Yerushalayim. It's hard to tell if he's only talking about on Shofar, or he's talking about all of them, but it's true in all of them. The whole concept, the word, the sentence, the phrase, Shema Yavirenu Dalet Amos, is not found in the entire Yerushalmi. And all the cases that I give you are cases of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is found, the same halacha, but the explanations are not the same. No explanation is given. So they're just without this whole concept of Shema Yavirenu Dalet Amos. Now, many of the Mepharshim, whether it's named Moshe, or the Maraponim, or the Karbonator, in different places, they'll say, why can't you do it? Said, oh, write down, because of Shem Yavirenu Dalet Amos. They know the reason that it was given in the Yerushalmi. I just want to tell you a little story. This is a very interesting story. Dr. Belkin, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he was young, certainly he was an outstanding Talmid Chacham. He became here at Rosh Hashiva when he was in his late 20s, and he was the second highest shir under Reb Moshe. So you have to realize how big he was when he was going 20. He had many of the older Rosh Hashivas here. So my father, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, once told me that Dr. Belkin was very, very keen on the Pirush Mishnah Shel Rambam. He knew the Pirush Mishnah Shel Rambam. And he was able to see things in Pirush Mishnah Shel Rambam. Maybe I'll have to get the other one, Dick. were really outstanding chidushim. So I went to Dr. Belkin, I once told him this, and he really didn't remember this. But then he suddenly told me something. He said, do you know that in the entire Yerushalmi, you went into this, you'll not find a concept of Brera. Now, Brera is such an important thing. And he had a theory. The reason you wouldn't find a concept of Brera in the entire Yerushalmi, he said to me, was because Brera is a very abstract concept. And if you want to know why the Babli superseded the Yerushalmi, and we follow the Babli and we don't follow the Yerushalmi, because the Babli is much more developed than the Yerushalmi, and we know the Babli is more complete, there are a lot of reasons given. But he said the reason was because the Babli can deal with the abstract. You know, that's what we're doing. As we go from the simple and then we come to the abstract. That the whole society of the 20th century, or everything we've learned in physics, everything, is from the abstract. We were able to delve deeply into ideas which we were never able to do before. And this is abstract thinking. And he says, you'll find concepts in the Babli that you will not find in the Yerushalmi. And one of the concepts you'll find is Brera. Brera is something you can't really make. He says, it's not for sure. It's just it's a leap. It's almost part of mechanics. It works once you do it. But you don't understand how you get to it. So he said, this is what he said. So I went to my father and he talked about this, telling me a remarkable thing. My father, right away, took down, without even looking at the Yerushalmi, he took down and he showed me, he said, Brera is in the Yerushalmi. He took me four or five places where Brera is in the Yerushalmi. He says, the word Brera is not there, but the concept is there. So when I showed it to Dr. Belkin, So Dr. Bachman said, you won't find the word there. And this is most of the Farshim put down Bregman. They see it, the same din as in the Bavli, the same din as Yerushalmi. So they take it that the Yerushalmi, if it doesn't give a reason why it has that din, it has the same din that the Bavli has, even though Yerushalmi never says it. So Dr. Bachman held to his own. He said, look, you won't find the concept of Bregman in the entire Yerushalmi. The same thing over here. You don't find the concept of Shem Yavrenu Dalet Daman Amos. But most of the Mepharshim say Shem Yavrenu Dalet Daman Amos, they put it in. But it's an amazing thing. How come you don't find such a concept? It's such an embedded concept. And in Yerushalmi and the Bavli, you find it all over. So I'd like to give a reason why you don't find it in the Yerushalmi. And I really believe, at least to one of the great Mepharshim, you follow his reasoning, and he doesn't talk about this question at all. But you will see why maybe the Yerushalmi does not hold the whole idea of Shem Yavrenu Dalet Amos. That doesn't apply to the Yerushalmi for a very important thing which has to do with the din of Shabbos. Now the Mishnah, if you could find it in your Maramah Kamos, you have the Mishnah, the first Mishnah of Perek Vav in Rosh Hashanah. So you have a focus between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi about why we don't blow shofar on Shabbos. According to the Bavli, Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah Shachal Lios B'Shabbos, the Migdash HaYitokim, they used to be Tokei in the Migdash, Avolo B'Medina. So Rashi says, Avolo B'Medina, Lo B'Yerushalayim V'Lo B'Gvulim. The only place where you could blow shofar on Shabbos was in the Beis HaMikdash. And you couldn't blow shofar in Yerushalayim or in the Gvulim, meaning outside of Yerushalayim. The Pesach agrees with it, but the Rambam, however, says, and we find Yerushalmi also says that, it says this as well, it's certainly implicit in Yerushalmi, that Migdash does not mean merely based on Migdash. Migdash encompasses the entirety of Yerushalayim. Mishachara Beis HaMikdash, after Beis HaMikdash was Nechra, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, she's talking b'chol makom she'yesh bo bezin. So after Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Yochanan ben Zakkai came along and he said they should be blowing the shofar wherever it is at bezin. Amo Reza, lo Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, ela b'yavne she'yesh bo bezin. He meant it only applies to Yavne, not to any other place where there's a bezin. Because Yavne had the bezin hagadol. Lozo, okay. We don't hold like a blessing. We say any place there is a bezin, but it has to be a bezin kavua. It can't just be an itinerant bezin that you have in the West, or you have in different places. We go from place to place. Vod zos, hoisa Yerushalayim yaser al yavim. And Yerushalayim was more than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. In this way, shekol ear shehiroa v'shomas ukrova v'yachola lovo token ubiyavne lo ayu token elo bevezin. So he says this, that Yerushalayim was greater than outside of Yerushalayim, because the Yerushalayim, any city that was able to see Jerusalem. And there is a special parameter of what it means to see Jerusalem. Doesn't mean to see it from the mountain, doesn't mean to see it from the valley, but see it from the midpoint. You could see Yerushalayim, the suburb of Yerushalayim. V'shamas, you can hear too. Doesn't mean that the whole city was able to, but somebody went to one extremity of the city, and you went to the extremity of the city that's nearby, and somebody blew a shofar, you could hear. One person can hear it, then that they can blow shofar. That's what the Rambam said. Shahi Goa V'shamas Kukova Yechola Lovo Yechola Lovo Tokim. With Yavne Lovo Tokim Elo Bezin Bulvai. Yavne you can only do in Bezin Bulvai. So therefore you try to, do you have any questions here that you shoot out at us immediately? It says at the beginning Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah Shechal Lio Tishabas V'migdash HaYotokim Avo Lovo Medina. And Rashi says that you can't blow it at all on Yerushalayim. So here it says, Yerushalayim is supersedes the other cities, it's better than the other cities, because even the cities that are around Yerushalayim can see it. There's certainly Yerushalayim alone.
You can't blow it.
And the Rashi says, what do you mean? Ba'od Zosai said Yerushalayim? Ba'od Dov Ben Yonah, when it still was It didn't exist. It wasn't that far yet. So it seems to be a steering. So that's a very important question. So there are several answers to it. The Marshal gives one answer, and he says that we're talking about Yerushalayim was still in existence, but already the walls had been breached. So since the walls were breached already, so at that time you could not carry Yerushalayim. You were allowed to carry Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, when it had a wall around it, a home around it, was considered a carmelist. And then you made an eruv there, you closed the doors at night, since the doors were closed at night, it was considered a rishus hayachid. So you can carry all over Yerushalayim. You have it's a carmelist with an eruv, you made it like a rishus hayachid, and you were able to carry it. So they were able to carry it. Once Pitzos Yitzchak, so he says that it was still built, it was the temple was still in operation, but it was no longer but tefacto. It was no longer in Florida. They already preached. For example, I saw the tables happened 3 years before they came into Yerushalayim. The walls already were breached. There were times when the walls were breached. The Maraponim says that Marsha understands it is that with Yom Tov Shoshanah Chaliyot Kishabas, the Mishnah you're talking about below the Medina, that was when Yerushalayim was the tefacto. But later on, it's a peculiar halacha when Yerushalayim was already breached and was not able to come to it. It didn't have any more rishus harabim. It was a rishus harabim, wasn't a rishus hayachid, so you couldn't take it anymore there. But therefore, they allowed the towns around them to come there, because when Yerushalayim was in existence, they wanted everybody to go to Beis Hamikdash. They wanted everybody to hear the Beis Hamikdash. Not that they couldn't literally carry it. They said you shouldn't carry it because we want you to hear the Beis Hamikdash. You come to the Beis Hamikdash, we want all the Jews to gather together in the Beis Hamikdash, which you couldn't do. But later on, when they couldn't do it anyway, they said they can do it in the cities around. The Maraponim says no, that actually the first part is Yom Tov, and that makes a lot of sense. Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah Shachaliot Bishavas Bemikdash Hayu Token Avol Medina. He says that the Pirtzos, that the first part of the Mishnah, it's very strange. The first part of the Mishnah is talking about when you couldn't carry in Yerushalayim. That makes a lot of sense. And therefore it says you're not allowed to carry in Yerushalayim only in the Mikdash, according to Rashi. And the second part, when it says, oh, Yerushalayim was greater, meaning Yerushalayim was greater when you were allowed to carry. So you were allowed to carry in Yerushalayim, and you were also allowed to carry in the cities that are around Yerushalayim. So we already have two terutzim. According to the Marshal, he says that so long as Yerushalayim was the tefarta, you didn't blow in Yerushalayim. Not that you couldn't carry Yerushalayim. You didn't blow in Yerushalayim, you wanted everybody to come to the temple. When Yerushalayim was no longer the tefarta, then you could blow whatever you wanted to blow. And then you could blow, so certainly they let you blow even in the cities that were around Yerushalayim. And they allowed you to blow in the cities that were around Yerushalayim, even when Yerushalayim, you couldn't blow. Not because the cities around Yerushalayim were better than Yerushalayim. Because Yerushalayim, if you lived in Yerushalayim, you had to go to the Beis Hamikdash. If you didn't live in Yerushalayim, you couldn't go to the Beis Hamikdash. So he says, therefore, it was an anomaly. It was a very paradoxical thing. Outside of Yerushalayim, the city that could see Yerushalayim, you could blow the shofar. Because you couldn't come to Yerushalayim, it's closed. But in Yerushalayim alone, they didn't let you blow. It was a special takana. Because they wanted you to go to the Beis Hamikdash. That's the way the Marsha would say. And later when there were when they couldn't do it anymore, they couldn't do it anymore. The Maraponim is just the other way around. The Maraponim says no, that in that the beginning we're talking about Yerushalayim was, I mean, this is the Maraponim. You have the Yom Tshuva, which is a copy of the Maraponim, and he echoes the Marsha, and he says that the important thing was that everybody should come to the Beis HaMikdash. And that's the reason we have this anomaly. When they couldn't come anymore to Beis HaMikdash, then they were able to do it. So the time they can come to Beis HaMikdash, only Yerushalayim. The same thing Marsha says, but around Yerushalayim, they couldn't come to Yerushalayim, they were able to blow. Now there's another concept, and this is a very important concept. I'm skipping over certain things, but I want you to come to the original point of what I wish to convey today. It says over here, Shema Yavirenu Dalet Amos. We're afraid that he's going to carry the shofar. He'll go to a bucky, he wants to learn how to play the shofar, how to the sound of the shofar. He can go to a bucky, and he's going to learn in a bucky in Shema Yavirenu Dalet Amos. Now, why does the Gemara say we're afraid? What is the more common thing? If I had a shofar, and you were afraid that I would carry, why would you be afraid that I would carry? Where would I carry from? I'd be carrying to my house, and I'm going out to Rishus Rav, I'm going to looking for the bucket. So why does it say that Shemra Yotzienu Rishus HaYachid Rishus Rav? That's a normal thing. That maybe I'll go from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus Rav. And we say no. We're afraid that he'll go. Rishus Rav means I'm not carrying more than 4 amos. So we're afraid that I had my chauffeur on Rosh Hashanah. Somehow, my chauffeur, I left my Rosh Hashanah, but in the middle of 40 seconds for you. And then on Rosh Hashanah, I'm going to take it for 40 seconds, pick it up from the street, and I'm going to walk 4 amos with it. That's why he say he can't blow the chauffeur on Rosh Hashanah. It's crazy.
Is that really two acts picking it up?
Carry it, then you have to put it down. You need the same akira and anocha. If it's just around him, you need in the one mishus. You have to pick it up, you have to put it down. But he comes into the, he'll go to the bucky there, and he'll do it. And then, and also like the bucky's in mishus around him too. He's a, he's on the other side, he's 10 hours away, and he's waiting for you at 40 seconds. Of course, they must have different kinds of streets at those days. I don't know. You know, it apparently made more sense. So does it apply? Why does it say from mishus sayachit to mishus around him? Mishus around him to mishus sayachit. And I'm going to go to Bucky. Bucky's probably in his house. So maybe I'll leave my house to go in and I have to walk into the street and come to his house. Why does it say over here that you're going to Shemi or Renu Dalar Amshus? So Rashi says, there's no difference. And he says, so why do we say Shemi or Renu Dalar Amshus? It also means you can take one Rishus to another. It may even be more likely from one Rishus to another. But the reason they say Shemi or Renu Dalar Amshus is because when you take one Rishus, you need to have a Kira and another. So let's say that I have something, I have my chauffeur in this corner here. And I'm determined that, or I have it there in that corner, be better in this classroom. I have it in that corner, and I'm determined to take the chauffeur now and go down to St. Nicholas Avenue where there's a bucket, and he's going to teach me how to blow the chauffeur. So I'm going to walk out. So I'm picking it up now in this room, and I walk. And as I'm coming to the room, I say, "Yeah, I won't go." So I put it down over there in the same room. I change my mind. You change mind, there's no din. I didn't carry any of those. It's still in the, you know, even though I have, because you need to have akira and another. So he says, that could happen. Rashi says, that is low secret. That could happen in a house. So it's when you pick it up in the middle of a Rishus Rabin, he says, and you can go 4 amos, so 4 amos is 6 feet, let's say. That's all it is. So you're going to certainly be Mechal Shabbos. It's very difficult for us to understand it, but this is the way Rashi explains it. Tosha says no. Tosha says, and Rashi, by the way, the Rambam holds like Rashi, it's one of your Maram Kamas, you speak. The Rambam holds like that make does make any Shemi Yorin and Amos, or Shemi Yotzi Mirshus. However, Tosha says, and I'm going to tell you in the Kapos Parma that I mentioned before, also says this, that it's only applied that Shemur Yavireno Dalanamos. And it doesn't apply in Rishus. The rabbis would not have made a special takona Rishus at all. Because they Yesh Hekera. When I'm in my house, I think about it. I'm not going to walk right away and go outside. I have a boundary. I know I'm going from inside the house to outside the house. I'm going from outside the house to inside the house. So there was no need to make a takkara. A takkara or a gzera. But Rabbah made a gzera. Tell me if you know that you now go for one, you'll be carrying on Shabbos. That's only something that we don't really have our mind to. We're not that mindful. We're not that heedful about. But when going from one Rishus to another Rishus, we're going to certainly know what we're going to be doing. So therefore, if it would only be that we were afraid I would go from my house to the street or from the street to my house, we would not have a takara or gzera altogether. Because a man is yesh lo hakeira, he knows he can't do it. But if I pick it up in the street, I'm not going to be mine. We'll go here, I'll go 6 feet, 5 feet, whatever it is, I'll just do it. That's the way... That's why we have to say that the patients on that side care, the patients explained it right on the spot. The Marapunim comes along, and this is the critical one. What I'm going to tell you is only according to the view of the Marapunim. The Marapunim comes along, Kapos Marim comes along, and the Kapos Marim says that what we are really concerned about is it written beferish in the Torah? Or not written beferish in the Torah. If it's something that's written beferish in the Torah, then we don't have to make any zero. Because people are very alert to what is written in the Torah. But if it's only the rabbis added some kind of derekatana, they wouldn't be that, or it's not the rabbis, it's just that even if maybe you have a din of the raisa, but you really don't find it expressly in the Torah, people are not as aware of it as they would be if it's written with the Pharisee in the Torah. So he says that Shem Yotzi'enu Mirishus Rishus, that's written with the Pharisee in the Torah. And I'm going to review that a little later because it's not so definite. And you see why there's a tremendous amount, and you see the Rambam and the Yerushalmi doesn't hold that way, and that's very key here. But ordinarily, it's written in the Torah. And here you have it. It's in Perek HaZorek. Not able to find it, I'll have to
number nine.
The Hazorik Rishus Hayachid, Rishus Rabin, Rishus Rabin, Rishus Hayachid, Chayev, Rishus Hayachid, Rishus Hayachid, Rishus Rabin, Vansa, the Yehiva, Chayev, Chacham Barbazin. The last part I'm not concerned about. Gemara. Well, that's not Hazorik Arba Amos, the coast of. Okay. Now, unfortunately, they left out that the part, and this is an important part, but I'll come to that. A little later. I must have the Gemara Shabbos then. Okay, I have it here. Now what I mean, this is really a knock you off your seats. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that Zorek, if you throw in the Shusha Rabbah, throw something more than 10 fachim, it has the same din as if you carried it. It depends if it has to be below 10 fachim. If I covered it higher than 10 fachim, then it's not considered I carried it. But if I did it, if I threw it low, it's like I carried it 10 fachim. So the Gemara says, Mirza. Zrika Talot Otsa. It says, Zrika is only a Talot Otsa. How do you know that you're not allowed to carry a Shabbos? Amr Yochanan, the Amar Kro, because the pasuk says by Yitzav Moshe, by Yaviru Koba Machane. It says by Yitzav Moshe. Moshe told them, commanded them, that when he came to Moshe, they said, "Everybody brought enough. We don't need any more material to build the Mishkan, and we should stop. We should tell them not to bring any more material to the Mishkan." So Moshe gave them the command by Yitzav Moshe. Machane, they made a public announcement. Moshe Hechon Abba Yosef, where did Moshe, where was he sitting, where was he living? He was Machane Leviyah. And Machane Leviyah, Rishu Sarab, Machane Leviyah is considered Rishu Sarab. All the other Machas, all the other, the 12 Shvatim that were around the Machane Leviyah, they were considered, each area was considered Rishu Sayachim. But the Machna Leviyah, where the Leviyah where Moshe Rabbeinu was considered Rishus Sarabim, the reason it was considered Rishus Sarabim because everybody used to come and ask questions, everybody, all the business was conducted that way. So people from all the other tribes, they had to come to Moshe Rabbeinu, therefore it was called, was considered Rishus Sarabim. And then it says, Habiyas Machna Leviyah, Machna Leviyah, Rishus Sarabim, Hakwe. Ukama Luli Israel, he told you, Lota Tiku, the taste of Rishus Sarabim, the true Rishus Sarabim. So he said, don't bring it from your Rishus Sarabim to me, and that's how we know you're not allowed to carry it. Who said it happened to do with Shabbos? Who said it could have been during the week? People said there's enough. Moshe, I think you ought to announce to the people that they ought not to bring any more materials to the upbuilding for the upbuilding of Mishkan because we have enough. We have more than we need. Maybe it was on a Wednesday. Told them to stop bringing it. Who said it was on Shabbos? Because they already had enough to build the Mishkan. So he says, Goma Habor Habor. We learn from the Xerah Shavu, we find a term, a form of the word Habora in Yom Kippurim. In Yom Kippurim, we had one in Shabbos. kol b'machaneh, you have the word vayaviru, kol b'machaneh, and it caused a sound in the machaneh, the sound of the shofar, or the announcement that should come. Uksiv hasam, v'avarta shofar trua. And of course, the Yovel on Yom Kippurim, when they pronounced the Yovel, when they proclaimed the Yovel on Yom Kippurim, it would happen to be in Yom Kippurim, they used to blow the shofar. Mala halan the Yom Asur, so when it says Havarta, the word Havara you had, the form of the word Havara, on Yom Kippurim, that is a time that you cannot carry, is Yom Asur. Akan the Yom Asur. So it must have been over here when they used the same term. This is also Yom Asur. So therefore, we know it was on Shabbos, he told them not to bring any more. So he told them not to bring any more on Shabbos. It was specifically in Shabbos, you should not bring any more. That was the time you should. That's the way we learn that you can't bring any more on Shabbos. And now, then the Gemara asks the question, how do you know that you can't really throw anything tenamos in Rishus HaRabim? Meaning also, how do you know that you can't walk in Rishus HaRabim tenamos? Where does it say this? Here we're talking about Rishus HaRishus. How do we know that? So the word doesn't say that we know it from the, where do we know most of the malachas, all the malachas? We know it for those malachas are where, well, whatever was done in Mishkan was done here. So he says, where in the Mishkan that they have to go ten, was it conceivable that they would have to go ten amos? I mean, Tvachim in the, what?
Four
amos. Four amos. In the,
Shisarabim,
I mean, four amos in Shisarabim. See, Mara said they wanted to learn it from the Urias, when they used to weave the curtains, so they used to have different implements to weave it, and they were outside the Mishkan. They used to weave it from outside the curtains, the final curtains. So they were really standing outside where the Mishkan was, and then somebody was there doing it. They was sitting was somewhere apart. There were many people working, and one guy says, "Hey, Joe, send me your needle." And he would throw him his needle, and he would throw him backward, backhanded pass, and that's where he got, and that's what he talked about, like a backhanded pass. So he was outside the. What we call Joseph was in Rishus HaRabim, and therefore we know. And then he said, "You know, that couldn't be." Finally, they said, "It can't be at all." But Hasanya Luda Ish Ish Memlato Ashehema Osim Memlato Osim Ein Osim Memlato Schaveru. It seems that the Luda says in Pesach Ish Ish Memlato. Not only each one had his own work; he had his toolbox. Each one had his own toolbox. Was able to do whatever he had to do. And there was no need to come to someone else, so this couldn't be. So then the Gemara answered, "Look, if that's the case, so how do you know Dalad Amos Rishus HaRabim? How do you know Dalad Amos Rishus HaRabim can't do it?" See, so Gemara says, "Minalad Machayev, Ela Kol Dalad Amos Rishus HaRabim, Gemara Gemira Lod." We learn Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim. It's not specifically written. So on that basis, we see that there's a difference between Motzi Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid. Because that is written with Perush in the Torah. You have a pasuk, and he's learning from the pasuk by Yitzhak Moshe. And Rishus HaRabim, Shemi Yavarenu of Dalad Amos, Rishus HaRabim, that's only Alof Lomosh Visinai. So that's what the Kapos Tvarim says, that's why we have a Gera, Shemi Yavarenu of Dalad Amos, because it's not expressly written in the Torah. It is only something that we heard Alof Lomosh Visinai. See, even though it has a law of Torah, Halacha L'Moshe is also the Raisa, but it's not the Raisa, it's Mufurish. And that's the difference. If it's something that is Mufurish, expressly written in Torah, people are aware of it. If they're aware of it, you don't need to have a special takana. You're not afraid that he's going to walk from the street to the house or from the house to the street. You don't have to worry about that. But something that's not written expressly in the Torah, he may not be so aware of it. He may not consider it with the same weight as he would otherwise, and therefore you have to have Shemi Avenu Dalad Amos. That is what we have over here. Now, before I go on further, I just want to tell you that there is an important machlokas between, I asked the question, why in the, by the way, this is a terrible kind of, everything falls out, doesn't hold it. Why does the Yerushalmi say, what does the Yerushalmi say, why can't you blow shofar on Shabbos? Yes? That's very good. Because the difference between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli is, the Bavli says that the reason you can't blow shofar in Shabbos is Shemi Yavarenu Dalad Amos. But here there's no question. The Yerushalmi says the reason you don't blow shofar on Shabbos is because the Torah tells you not to blow shofar. We find two psukim. One psukim we find Yom Truah, and one psukim we find Yom Zichron Truah. So the Yerushalmi says that Yom Teruah means that you can't blow. That's when Rosh Hashanah falls out in the middle of the week, that's the time to blow. When it falls out on a day that you're not allowed to blow, Yom Kippur, the Torah is telling us it's a day you can only remember the blowing of the shofar. But you can't really blow the shofar. So the Yerushalmi says the reason you're not permitted to blow the shofar on Yom Kippur is because it's written in the Torah. I mean, Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, because it's written in the Torah. It says Yom Zichron Teruah. It should not allow to blow it on Shabbos. The Bible, however, says a different way. The reason you can't blow it on Shabbos is Shemini Abrenadalam. They answer because when it says Yom Teruah, Yom Zichron Teruah, it says it's merely Asmachta. We don't learn it from it. So here you have a fundamental difference. So if I had this fundamental difference according to the Kafas Torah, do you understand why it doesn't say in the Babli, because the Kabbalah Smurah made a distinction. The only time you have to make a Zerah Shemi Yavrena Dalar Amos is when it's not Issur Mefurish B'Torah. Because people are not as alert to and they're not as aware of something that's not written expressly in the Torah. And they're liable to transgress it. And it's only Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. But according to the Yerushalmi, it has nothing to do with Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. It's like Mor Mirlei. When it comes to this question of blowing shofar, there it says it's Midaraisa. If it's Midaraisa, therefore you don't have the whole concept of Shema Yavarenu Dalet Amos. That's good for this one, but I tell you it's in five cases. How do you answer the other? It's never found any place, Shema Yavarenu Dalet Amos.
So why doesn't Yerushalmi just say there's no Chiyuv on Shabbos? Why does it have to go out on a limb and say it's prohibited?
Because the Torah says Yom Zippo. If you were allowed to do just a question, not a chiyuv, but you were allowed to do a mitzvah, then people would do the mitzvah. If the Torah, when the Torah says Yom Zippo, I'm telling you that this is a time that you're not a blowing show. You can only remember the show. So the Yom Zippo too is really easy. And I think that in this halacha, I found a... the Yerushalmi there, something very remarkable. The Yerushalmi in the same Gemara, Perka Zoe, has a different Gemara entirely. When it's talking about carry, we said, what did the Babli say? The Babli says you're not allowed to carry in Rishus Rabbi. Why? How do you know you're not allowed to carry in Rishus Rabbi according to the Babli? Because it's Shemir of Renadal Rabbi. But why do we say Shem Yavrenu Dalet Amos? Why do we say what's the difference between Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYafet? Because Rishus HaRabim is not the Teresh in the Torah, not Mefurish in the Torah. So since it's not Mefurish in the Torah, people are not that alert to it. If it's Mefurish in the Torah, like you have, I read the passage by Yitzhak Moshe, you're not allowed to go from Machne the Shvatim to Machne Levi, don't you understand? So then the Gemara says, well, how do you know we should start walking together? So first we want to say, well, we know it because that was one of the malachas in the Mishkan. They used to throw the implements one to another. And then the Gemara says, no, it's not so. So the Gemara ends up, it's only Gemara Gemirale. There's really no way that we can find it as such in the Torah. There's nothing, no hint of it in the Torah, nothing. It's just Gemara Gemirale. The Yerushalmi has the same Gemara, but it doesn't come out. The Yerushalmi comes out with an amazing thing. That Rabbi Yehuda says that carrying in Rishus HaRabim is a malacha b'fnei atzma, is a separate malacha. A separate malacha. The Gemara says, I'll die to Rabbi Yehuda, men malachos dinu. He says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that carrying in Rishus HaRabim is a separate malacha. It's not the same malacha as carrying from Rishus HaYochim to Rishus HaRabim, or from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochim. But it's a separate malacha entirely. So if it's a separate malacha entirely, so why do you say the Lamites malachas? You should say there are 40 malachas. V'nishtin. And you should do it. So Gemara says, Lo asinim asisin ela milin v'kol alma modiyabon. So he says, the Gemara meant, the Mishnah meant, when it says Lamites, and Bobby's talking about the Mishnah as it understood it. Only those things that were universally accepted. But Rabbi Yehuda was machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda against the Chachamim. But how does the Yerushalmi end? The Yerushalmi ends like Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Yoshe, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yochanan, says, Mitofra Yerios, you really learn that you're not allowed to carry Rishus Arabim, you really learn it out of the Melechus HaMishkan, and you learn it out of the fact that they had to, exactly as the Babli said, but the Babli had Dolchek, had pushed it aside, said it's not so, because the weavers or the sewers of the curtain, they would throw to each other the different implements. Shehoi Mitofra Yerios, Mizakin, and it wasn't Talmud because it was outside the Mishkan. So therefore you see over here that this is the amazing thing, that according to the Yishalmi, in this Gemara over here, he says that carrying carrying 10 tefachim, I mean carrying a dalar amos the Rishus Rabban, he says that is not a din of, it's not a din of Gemara merely. It's not a lachem of Shijani. But it's something that's written beferish, as beferish any day. It's not written beferish, because you learn it's one of the malachas, like the other malachas. Losasa to malacha. This is one of the malachas that's forbidden to have. So it's much more mefurish atone. Now you can make a distinction. So once you do that, when you come to Rishus HaRabim, once you say Rishus HaRabim is the first minute Torah, then it applies to every case. It applies to Megillah, it applies to Lulav, and it applies to Hazor, and it applies to Tefillah, to every case. Because Rishus HaRabim is not that long before Shabbat Torah. It's before Shabbat Torah. If it's before Shabbat Torah, the whole Shabbat Yavarenet HaRabim doesn't apply. So I'll just review this, what I'm saying very quickly, and then I want to say one other thing. Because you may argue, even though you say that it's one of the malachas, but one of the malachas, it's still not that mefurish. It's more than a halacha moshe v'sinai, but it's not that mefurish. Hotzah is really mefurish, as you have it in, as we said. You now go from machne, from one of the machnas of the shvatim, and go into the machne leviyah. So we're going, I want to review carefully, and then I'll say something else that's really remarkable that I think will shed a chlota machro on what I'm telling you. The question is, why don't you find Shemi and Rabbeinu Dal Ramos, the concept of this Zera, in the Yishalmi at all? Although we find many of the Mepharshim do use that, even though it's not found. But I think that if it's not found at all, there was a reason why it was never found, never mentioned. I thought that maybe it meant that the Yishalmi doesn't hold the concept of Shemir Ben Adal Amos. We find the concept of Shemir Ben Adal Amos in five places. We find it by Shofran Shabbos, we find it by Lulav on Shabbos, we find it by Vegila, we find it by Hazor on Shabbos, which is ever Pesach, and you want to be Mazah to purify one who's a Tummy from via Bostum, so that he'd be Ami from Avatum, that he'd be able to bring a Korban Pesach, and then you find it also by Tzimah. By Hazor, that's in Sofim, Samazayim, and in Yud Zayin you find it over here, Samaches, Samazayim, Samaches, and in there you're finding Bachleikim, Beit Hillel, Mishami, and the Mishnah in there in Yud Zayin.
So the writing places in Shabbos.
Huh?
The writing places in Shabbos for Tashkitim, for Isha, those.
Yeah.
All the things
it says, over there, it's a different kind of thing. Over there, she wears it. She wears it as a tashi. The tashi, it's not longer. It's kind of becomes like a beggar to her. So there's that sort of din of.
Yeah, a lot of cases where they say you can't wear those things because she's
already yavrena. Yeah. I mean, that's for today. When we pass it, I'm not saying we don't. We still pass like the Babli. I merely wanted to clarify this. So you have over here. So I said that. So we had different explanations of the Shemir Ben Adal Amos. But the explanation that I was focusing on is a Kapos Morah. Kapos Morah says the reason, the question was whether Shemir Ben Adal Amos also would mean Shemir Yotzi. So Rashi and the Rama says it does apply to Shemir Yotzi. And Tosis and the Kapos Morah says it doesn't apply to Shemir Yotzi. Because the Shemir Yotzi, you have a Heker. You don't, according to the Tosis, people are much more aware going from one issue to another. And according to Kapos Morah, he says, going from one Rishus to another Rishus is written with Therish in the Torah. Since it's written with Therish in the Torah, expressing the Torah, people are not going to do it. But Shemir Ben Adal Amos, going in Rishus Rabbam, is not written, because you learn it from the Gemara Gemirle, from Halacha, L'moshe Messina. So if that's the case, we should have it in the Yerushalmi too. So I said, one of the five cases, the case of blowing shofar, that's not really a problem. Because there you have a machlokus between the Babli and Shami altogether. According to the Babli, you're not allowed to blow shofar on Shabbos. It's Min HaTorah, you're not allowed to blow shofar. Because the Torah says in one place, calls Rosh Hashanah Yom Teruah, a day of blowing shofar. One place says a day of remembering. So why say one day a day of blowing, one a day of remembering? So the Babli says that that means that the Torah is telling you there's a day when you can't blow the shofar. And that day is when it's Shabbos. So Min HaTorah, you can't blow it. So since we learn Min HaTorah, and it's not learned, it's before it's Min HaTorah according to him, and therefore you don't have the concept of Shema Yarvenu Dalet Amos. But then I went further, and I said to you that the whole concept of Shema Yarvenu Dalet Amos, where, how do you know this whole concept of Shema Yarvenu Dalet Amos in the Babli, in the Gemara we learn? So we know the whole concept of Shema Yarvenu Dalet Amos. We know it because the Gemara said that we don't learn it from the Torah. We can't find it in the Torah, this idea. So the Gemara finally had to say that it is Halacha L'Moshe L'Sinai. Since Halacha L'Moshe L'Sinai is not the first man of Torah, and therefore in all the other cases of Shabbat, when you have Megillah, or Hazah, or Tefillah, or Lulav, in addition to Shofar, you can't do it Shema Yarvenu Dalet Amos, because there's a concept of it's not written with Perish in the Torah. You only know it has Torah strength to it, because it's Halacha L'Moshe L'Sinai, but it's not written with Perish in the Torah. But according to Yerushalmi, as I told you, it follows by Yehuda, and I can bring Urias in various places, that's the final word of Yerushalmi. Like Rabbi Yehuda holds that carrying on Shabbos is a Ritzis Rabbim, that is a melacha with Ne'asa. It's a melacha like any other melacha. So it's like before it's Minat Torah. So it's like before it's Torah. So therefore, you don't have to have the Takorah to come before. There's no idea, reason to have a Takorah of Zera, Shemi, Yavarano, Dalet Amos in any case. So therefore, in Yerushalmi, according to God's Torah, it makes sense why you then define the case of Shem Yavarenu Dalet Amos. Then I want to tell you something else now. And it's a little difficult from the Rambam, because the Rambam doesn't necessarily hold this. The Rambam says it will go with Shem Yotzi and everything. It will be the same as Shem Yavarenu Dalet Amos. It's a question how you learn that pasuk. And there are two ways of learning the pasuk over here. Vayomer Moshe, Lema Margam Am Lahavi, Es Avol of Loch, Asher Tzivah Hashem Lasadus. Vayetzav Moshe, Vayaviru Kol Bamachan, and Lema, Ish Isha, Al Yasu Od Melocha, Tzumas HaKodesh, Vayikole Yom Mehavi. Now, if you're going to look at our Gemara, and then you look in the Yerushalmi, you'll find the same pasuk. But the way they learn the pasuk is altogether different. And you'll find also these two pirsos that I'm telling you now how to learn it in the pasuk. You'll find it in Perek HaZorek. The first way is the way you all learn it and all the other mepharshim. But you look at the Rabbeinu Hananel, at the end he goes through this whole inyan, and at the end he says there's another way of learning it, and that's the second way, and it's altogether different. We learn it over here in our Gemara. How does the Gemara begin? I don't know if you have it. Say, Gemara, how does it begin? I can't do it. Forget about it. Maybe that's Gemara. But this is interesting. Here. Gemara, Gufa Hefa, Hosea, Gufa Hefa, Tzivir. Amar Rav Yechon, Amar Kro, Vayetzav Moshe, Vayaviru Kol Bamachane. He says, he learns it out of the first part of the Pasuk. Vayetzav Moshe, Vayaviru Kol Bamachane. In the Yerushalmi, they learn it out of the second part. It says, Al Yasu Ov Melocha, L'Tumas HaKodesh, Vayikolei Om Mehavi. They both quote the same pasuk, but one learns it from the beginning and one learns it from the end. What is the difference if you learn it from the beginning or you learn it from the end? If you learn it from the beginning, so it says, Ayatab Moshe, Vayaviru Kol Ma'achalayim, Ishish, Ishish, Al Yasu Ov Melocha. That he wrote, they proclaimed they shouldn't bring any more. They don't even say Ishis la Yasu Ol Melacha. They just bring it from the pasuk by Sam Moshe Aviru Kova Machana. They should stop. So if you learn it that way, that's the way the Gemara Babli learns it. He says that you're not allowed to carry from your place to my place. We finally decided that it was on Shabbos, it wasn't during the week, so you can't carry from our place to another. The others, however, learned, the Rambam and the Yerushalmi learned, for the second part, Isha Aliasu Ogalofa Lutumas HaKodesh Vayikole Om Mehovi. This only came to tell us that carrying from one Rishus to another Rishus, not that it's also on Shabbos. It came to tell us, because the Yerushalmi doesn't learn this whole Gemara that we have over here, that was Machna Leviyah, Machna as we do it. That only that carrying is a Malacha. Not that it's us in Shabbos. That carrying is only a Malacha. How do we know it's us in Shabbos? Because then there's no Satsa called Malacha. Any Malacha that was done in the Mishkan, you can't do. So once you learn that carrying is a Malacha, then you have to come and tackle all the other Malacha Satsa. And this is very important. Because if I say that I learned it from the first part of the Pasuk, as the Babli says it, then I'm really learning that's a Dabba Mefurish Minasover, more Mefurish. If I say this like a Malacha, it's not Halacha Moshe Sinai, it's more than Halacha Moshe Sinai, but it's like in the middle area. We just said that he's not allowed to do the Malacha, but it doesn't say, by Hotsar it tells you you're not allowed to carry from here. It's the only place where it says specifically what you're not allowed to do. Maybe also by Lots of Violation Performance of Sinai. I'm just finishing that. So, but if you learn it from the last part of the Pasuk, it just said it didn't do a Malacha. And the reason you can't carry is because it's like any other Malacha. So it's as Mufurish as any other Malacha. It's not more of a Mufurish. So if that's the case, if it's Mufurish like any other Malacha, and so then you don't have to make a Takona according to Kabbalah tomorrow. There's no such thing as making a Takona Shevi Rani Dalarama because it's Mufurish B'Torah like all the other Malachas. Mufurish B'Torah like all the other Malachas. There's no Indian of Shemi Yavrena Dal Ramas. Therefore, in the whole Yerushalmi, you're not flying Shemi Yavrena Dal Ramas. Thank you. This was a disaster. I don't know why it comes out.